Hi, I'm Hillary Walsh, a serial entrepreneur, award-winning immigration lawyer, law professor, TEDx speaker, and raving Phoenix Suns fan. Over the past decade, I've helped thousands of immigrants live free in the United States. I'm talking work permits, social security numbers, green cards, their citizenship, VAWA, T visa, U visa, and lots of successful appeals. Here's the thing. Immigration law is super complicated, and legal advice, well, it can be pretty expensive. So I created the Immigration Law Made Easy podcast to share my 10 plus years of experience with you for free. So if you're looking for tried and true, no BS, step-by-step strategies and tips on how to win your immigration case and live truly free in the United States, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's get started. Your interview will be done before you know it. You'll review if there are changes that need to be made. Like, let's say when you filed it, you lived on South Main Street, but you've since moved and now you live on North 15th Street. No problem. You can tell the officer you don't need to bring a new form or anything. They'll just handwrite it on the form and they'll update it as they go along. If you've had a kid since then, no problem. Bring the birth certificate. They'll add the kid to the list. If you need a separate I-130 for this kid or something like that, that's a different deal. But like if your kid's born in the US, you're just going to need to update your I-864 and the form that lists all of your children. You won't have to file a separate petition for your US citizen kiddo. Okay. Bring the birth certificate. If you've got more updated taxes or more updated W-2s, like we just right now, I think it 2 days ago was tax day in 2023. Today's April 20th. You may have more recent taxes that you want to bring in. Bring those in with you and they can update forms and they will help you out. It's not a big deal. They have to do it anyway and they'll go over every revision made and then you do a little signature on this little kiosk, kind of like at the grocery store. You have a little tablet there and you'll sign next to you and approve every change that was made to your application. And then you'll sign under penalty of perjury that everything that you said was true and correct to the best of your knowledge or ability, and you will be all done. Now, there's a couple possible outcomes, and then we're going to be done here today, okay? A couple possible outcomes for your right then and there. They're going to print out a piece of paper no matter what. So you're going to hear like a lot of silence. This is the time where you're like, you know, going through every question that was asked and you're kind of sitting there thinking about everything and they're going to be inputting notes. Sometimes this can take 10 minutes or so, especially if they're having technical issues or you've had a lot of revisions to your application. They have a lot of updates to make. So just with anything, it takes a few minutes, but what will happen is they'll print out a piece of paper and it's going to say, congratulations, your case was recommended for approval. That is what you want, my friend. That is basically like, everything is good. I just have to have one more set of eyeballs on this. Every single person who gets an approval still has to have their case, my table shaking, still has to have their case approved by a second set of eyeballs, okay? It's just how it is, okay? No one walks out of there where it says, congratulations, you're approved. Congratulations, your case is recommended for approval. That's what we want because within like 2 weeks or so, if everything goes right, your green card's going to come in the mail. Okay. Yay. And if your green card comes in the mail, that means you're never going to get a work and you haven't received your work permit yet. You're never going to get a work permit. You're just going to get your green card instead. And if you haven't received your social security card by then, your social security card will usually come about 10 days after your green card comes, which is also a good thing. Okay. Now, the next outcome is congratulations. However, your case needs further review and they may tell you what they need. So like I've had clients where, you know, in the conversation with the USCIS officer, they're like, you know what, I did have a domestic violence phone call with my ex-spouse made on me in like the, you know, about 3 years ago. I wasn't arrested or anything, but they did come to my house. Okay. Maybe that type of thing comes out and the officer wants to see that no charges were filed and that no, because domestic violence can be something, a ground of inadmissibility. It means you can't get a green card. So the officer may say, I'm not going to deny your case right now, but I do need, I'm going to give you a deadline. I'm going to mail you the letter. It's called a request for evidence, but I need to see that before I can approve your case. It's those types of things, or I need to see more updated taxes before I can approve your case, or you need a joint sponsor before I can approve your case, or maybe you need a 601 waiver before I can approve your case. And what will happen is they'll give you that little piece of paper that says more information is needed before we can adjudicate your case. And then separately, they're going to mail you the request for evidence. They usually will not give you the request for evidence on the spot. They usually mail it out, okay? Because they're going to have to do that anyway to make a record that you actually received it. The third option is you're denied. And they will let you know, usually in a letter separately, why you're denied. I have to say I never had one denied. So I don't actually know the rest of what that process is like. But that is obviously a possible outcome. If you have immigration court experience, if you have a warrant for your arrest that's outstanding, if you have, you know, a prior removal order that has not been effectuated, just talk to a lawyer before you go. Please talk to a lawyer before you go, because if you have a warrant, especially even if it's for like a speeding ticket that you didn't pay, and then now there's a warrant out for your arrest, you can get arrested at USCIS when you show up for your interview. Like, it happens. So talk to a lawyer, because I don't want that to be the possible outcome for your situation. Okay. My hope is that we're all done here now. My hope is that you now feel extremely prepared. You cannot, and I hope you never have to, go to your interview twice, okay? You don't get to go like I did for law school exams, go sit in the chair before the exam, but you can drive by, you can prep the materials. If you work with a law firm like New Frontier Immigration Law, we sit you down and we go through the questions, and we role play and pretend to be a USCIS officer, so you're really prepared and nail it. I hope that this is helpful. Check out more of our videos here. We're really trying to revolutionize our videos, our podcast, really trying to revolutionize the way the immigration law is approached so that more people get their papers. And overall, we hit New Frontier Immigration Law's big mission, which is to help remove fear from the process and to help a million people get their papers. See you next time, my friend. My friend, I'm so glad you joined me today. If you have a friend or family member who may need some immigration law guidance or even just day-to-day encouragement, please send them a text or email or a DM on social media and say, hey, I think this podcast is going to help you. I sure wish someone had given me the tips I'm sharing here years and years ago when I was starting out as an immigration lawyer. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Adios.